This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, 2011, episode 279. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Jamie.
Happy Thanksgiving, Glenn. And it's super fitting that we have a Canadian on today's Thanksgiving show, isn't it?
I know. I thought about that after I booked her because I was going, wait a minute, they do Thanksgiving on a different day altogether. So she doesn't mind. She won't mind working on Thanksgiving Day because you and I are slaving away today on Thanksgiving Day. Actually, everybody, don't bother calling today because this is a recorded episode, but it's a brand new recorded episode that we have done just for you on this Thanksgiving. As you know, during the holidays, we like to highlight new musicians and independent entertainers, and that's what we're going to do today. And we think that you're going to love this girl as much as we do. So let's start out with one of her songs. It's called You Don't Know, and we're going to introduce you to the artist in just a minute.
Wasted heartbeats, restless nights, wasted promise, a story left untold. Why'd you have to shine your light on a heart that you could never hold?
I imagine
you and me together. Attraction. I wanna tell you I'd be lost if I should ever lose you. These arms could never hold you still. This heart can't let go. I only wish that I could have a chance to introduce you to the part of me that wants you so that you don't. Keep light, hide this emotion behind the mask I wear. Only the moon and the stars at night can never know how much I care. I wanna tell you I'd be lost if I should ever lose you.
I should ever lose you. These arms could never.
you don't know.
What a voice. That's our guest today. And we were introduced to our guest by Templeton Thompson, who's working on a project called Voice for the Horse. And one of the other musicians involved is our guest by the name of Tiffany. And I'm going to mess up her last name. Is it how do you say your last name?
It's DeRosier.
DeRosier. I should know that. See, my last name's Hebert. I should know that. She was raised in a suburb of Vancouver, British Columbia. Tiffany got into performing with music, acting, and dancing. She's had various TV and film roles before focusing on her real love and talent, I will add myself, music. We will learn today about her life and hear some of her incredible mix of pop and classical music. And we're excited to have with us the beautiful Tiffany See, I'm going to mess it up. Let's just say Tiffany. You're going to be
DeRosier. Repeat it.
I know.
Repeat it.
Nobody will be able to spell it anyway. So we're just going to call you Tiffany from now on, because that way you can just be Tiffany. You're going to be the one
no
name.
No problem.
See? Well, good morning,
Glenn,
Tiffany.
She's not the 80s, like 80s pop singer wearing, you know, hot pink and fluorescent orange. Tiffany, like that Tiffany. She is Tiffany DeRosier. Oh, she is.
I have this
you
thing.
Like that you don't know what I do in my spare time. I'm just kidding.
Tiffany, I've been known to butcher every name on the show. I still mess up Jamie, so we're good there. Thank
no
you.
No worries. It's very common. It's all good.
Yeah, you must have announcers that introduce you at shows, and they must just stumble over it. Except you're in Canada, so they probably know how to say it up there.
Sometimes. It's actually... like with a French accent, it's pronounced like DeRosier, but I just say DeRosier. It's much simpler that way, I think. So
I would mess it up totally if I had to do it with the French accent.
You just threw Glenn. DeRosier. Love it.
Well, we are so glad to have you on today, and I'm so glad that our friend Templeton Thompson recommended that we chat with you. And that first song, what an incredible voice you have. That one was called You Don't Know. And
Thank you.
It is a kind of a throwback. You know, when we introduced you, you're across, like, between pop and classical. You got your own little thing going there. But that reminded me so much of going back to the 80s almost.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. It's a little bit 80s into the 90s, you know, but that's what's so cool about your music. And it's goosebump kind of music. So we're glad to talk to you today and find out a little bit of the history of what where you came from and where you're going.
Oh, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you actually, just like our last one, Jamie, that we did a musical episode on, one of your favorites, a really hot guy, by the way. So Jared was a educated guy, and so is Tiffany. She's an educated girl. So you got a Bachelor of Music degree.
I did, yes.
Tell us about that. Why you always wanted to do music?
Yes. It was actually a bit of a struggle for me deciding if I was going to go to university for music or for something in the sciences. And I decided to do music because I knew if I did sciences, I wouldn't have time to do music. And so I started off I went to two different universities. So the first one I went to was Trinity Western, and I did 3 years there. But the second year I took off, and I only did one course. I was going for my Bachelor of Arts degree with a major in music. And then I ended up transferring to UBC, which is where I ended up completing my degree. And I did 3 years there. They started me in second year, so I did second year, third year, and fourth year. And in doing that, I ended up with a Bachelor of Music degree with a major in vocal performance. So there's two degrees that I could have gotten. I could have done opera or I could have done vocal performance. And I decided to do vocal performance because it would allow me to do stuff more in the pop vein, which is where my passion is. So, yeah.
How about the fact that you could have chose vocals because you're voice is like from angels. My God, it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Not a hard choice to make. I feel literally like I'm sitting here talking to Shania Twain because you sound just like her with that Canadian accent. I love it.
Oh, really?
That's not bad funny. Company either.
Like, what's up, Shania? You know, and I looked at pictures of you and you kind of, I'm curious to know what celebrity you get, or what country singer you get told you look like, because I found you. Yep. That's why Glenn picked you. I'm like, she's a little Liam Womack, but a lot Carrie Underwood.
Yes, and Carrie Underwood's my favorite. I have a 3-foot poster of her over in my studio here. So as I'm recording, I'm looking at a 3-foot poster of Carrie Underwood. So there might have been a little bit of that. I confess that Tiffany is absolutely beautiful, and that was part of the other reason I wanted to have her on the
Saturday. Oh, thank you.
Because I got the cute cowboy last time.
Yes, that's
you
right.
Carrie Underwood. Look, now watch out. Check this out. I bet you that he's going to start to get nervous talking to you now, because now that we have pointed out you look like Carrie and you sound like Shania, he's going to stumble over his words the rest of the day.
Yeah, I've never really had that problem.
You're blushing. I can hear it.
The only one
well,
of all the
two of us, so there you go.
God, I'm in good company then. She is the only one that can get me to blush on air. She's the only one. Well, nice. Tiffany, when did you start out singing? Were you really, really young when you first picked this up? And I know you did some acting too along the way.
I did. Basically, my interest pretty much started when I was in an acting class. I was 8, and in the acting classes, we had to do singing as well, and there were a couple of girls who were amazing singers, and they got all the roles and attention, and naturally, I was envious. And around the same time, my grandmother actually encouraged me to take voice lessons because she thought I had potential. So in the acting classes, I was extremely shy, and when we had to do solos, I'd freeze. At the same time, I was pursuing acting and film and TV, and gradually, over the years, my shift focused on the singing because more doors seemed to open in that aspect. So I started taking classical training over the next few years, and I kept bringing Celine Dion songs to my teacher, which I wanted to learn how to sing, and she kept teaching me classical music because that was her forte. When I was 13, my mom brought me to an NSYNC concert, and that's when I decided I wanted to be a performer. They were amazing. And over the next 5 years, I studied classical music. I won the provincials 3 times in different age categories, but I still wanted to do pop music. My mom actually sought out the best teachers, and that's when we landed in L.A. working with Seth Riggs, who is a master teacher, and he referred me to my first manager. In a nutshell, that's kind of how it started.
And we'll get down that road in a second here, but I have to point out that Glenn, are you feeling old? Because what inspired her was NSYNC.
I know. I thought that makes you feel a little bit old.
Sorry, buddy, got no shot.
I know. See, what inspired me was the Rolling Stones. So that gives you an idea.
Oh,
when
wow.
They were still young.
Sorry about
that. And, you know, I kind of related, too, because I've been an actor for a long time, and I even owned my own acting company for 10 years. But I can't sing worth crap, so I could never get any good roles. I know the feeling. I know what you were
going
through.
That makes me feel good.
But, you see, you did something about it. I was too chicken to go take voice lessons. You actually went and did something about it. And it sounds like your parents are so supportive, huh?
They are very supportive, yes, for sure.
Because, you know, that's
definitely.
So hard. I know so many young actors right now and even musicians that they don't have their parents' support or saying, go get a job. And that is so difficult to fight that on a daily basis. And that's a stumbling block you apparently don't have. So that's great.
Well, you mean to go get a job versus
to go get a real job,
staying full-time?
You know, quote-unquote real job. Go get a real job and forget this music thing because you're never going to make it. You know, I just know so many that have gone down that road and have that said to them, and that's tough. That's tough to hear.
Yeah, I can kind of understand that, though. It's definitely, the odds are so against you in this industry. It's crazy. I used to say there's no point in getting a backup, but as I've gotten older, I definitely think it's important to at least consider it, for sure.
By the way, that's true in the horse world too, Tiffany. If you get a degree in horsemanship or whatever, equine management, definitely have a backup, because it's the same thing in the equine world. Let's play another song, and then we'll get back and learn more about Tiffany. So there was one that I really, really like, and it's called Rise Above. Where'd that come from?
That song. Okay, Rise Above. It's an uplifting song that I co-wrote with my producers, actually. And it was inspired to encourage people to pull through when they're having a bad day or going through a hard time. So... yeah.
Well, it does that. So, Jamie, take a listen to Rise Above.
Okay.
In this pain of silence,
gosh. Your songs are very anthemic, and I can see them in movies. You know, like, that's like the end of the movie, and the girl's walking away, and the tears are falling. She's walking around, and then it's like some drama, and then he's around the corner, and they meet, and they kiss, and it's like happily ever after. You're what do you think?
They are do kind Thank of sound you. Like movie songs, though, don't they?
I'm telling you, that's your niche, girl. We need to. I'm going to be your agent, apparently. No, just kidding. You have an agent. We were in the middle of talking about your vocal coach. So you took voice lessons, and then clearly they worked.
I actually don't have an agent. I had an agent for acting. But as a soloist, I don't have a singing agent. No.
Okay, so we're going to put that out there to the world.
Somebody
should have one. And your singing coach isn't too shabby either. Seth Riggs, Michael Jackson come to mind, Barbara Streisand, Stevie Wonder, and probably a few others, huh, Tiffany?
Yes, yeah. He's worked with so many people. It's crazy. He's a very, very nice man, and he was very supportive of what I was trying to do. He actually introduced Josh Groban to David Foster.
Well, that's not too bad either.
Josh Groban.
So, now, who's Josh Groban? No, just kidding.
Watch. Hey, when you go for an appointment like that and like say, okay, your vocal coach has all these amazing, super famous people that are probably in his little black book of appointments. And when you go, say he says, oh, I'm sorry, Tiffany, I'll be right back. I got to go to the bathroom. Do you then go up to his appointment book and thumb through it and try to schedule yourself around these people? Because that's what I would do.
Well, I did think about it one time. I'm just kidding. No, he is a secretary, so she deals with all the appointments and stuff like that.
Son of a nutcracker. Okay, that would be cool.
You know, for those of us that have never been to that level of entertaining with a guy like that, what is a session like with? Is he tough? Is he, you know, is he like a drill sergeant? Or, you know what I'm asking, during your sessions?
Yeah, well, he's very technique-focused. So basically, we'll sing through songs. He starts with warming up. So he has these exercises that he has you do, and they get harder as you warm up, obviously. And then we'll play, like, I'll bring in backtracks, and so I'll sing to the tracks, and he'll go through and have me fix certain vowels or just give me feedback on it and how he thinks that I could improve and make it better. So that's kind of how it works.
Because I would love some vocal exercises to warm us up before the show. Because it is 6 o'clock in the morning my time when we get this thing started.
Haven't ordered coffee yet.
So unique New York. What are some of the other
that's
ones
right.
I can do?
I remember doing that one.
See, I did Renaissance fairs and medieval feasts, so we were like in accent too. So that made it even more difficult early in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, that was tougher. Yeah. But now, so are you still taking lessons with him at this point?
I'm not right now. No, I haven't. Haven't been to LA in several months. But I did work with him maybe a couple of years ago. I think was the last time I worked with him, and I have seen him since then. But it's just a matter of getting out to LA, and. Yeah, his technique honestly completely transformed my voice. Like, I can't say enough about it. It was awesome. He's a great, great technique.
And so, where are you based then?
I'm based in kind of the outskirts of Vancouver, Canada. It's a city called Langley.
Okay.
Wow, that's a beautiful area.
So LA's a flight. You ain't driving down there.
Yeah, no. I was like, did I drive there once? No, I haven't driven there, no. We drove to Saskatchewan because I'm from there, and I still remember that. And ever since, we fly, so.
Now, I assume that you're working now to help get your career going here and to make a little money along the way. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now, are you doing gigs right now? Are you out and about singing on a regular basis? Are you hoping that the internet's going to help propel you? What are you doing currently?
Yeah, it's a mix of both of those. I sing with a couple of classical crossover groups as well. And so we did actually a U.S. tour about a week and a half ago. We got back. And then we're going away again with actually that same group in another week and a half. And we're doing an Ontario tour. So there's a couple of dates there.
Group. What's the name of the group?
It's called Il Voce.
And it's a classical group?
Yes, it's a popera group.
Oh, cool.
So there's two pure opera singers, male and female, and then there's myself and another tenor. We sing more of the, the classical crossover and musical theater pop kind of stuff. I also sing opera, though, with them. But yeah, we're kind of more in that vein. So I've been doing tours with them. I do shows as well for myself when they come up. And then what was the other question? Sorry, I'm totally blanking.
Well, the question, what's your favorite one to sing and perform? Is it pop? Is it classical? Is it something else? What's your favorite?
The stuff that's on my album, I would say, the stuff that's in that genre. So pretty much pop music with a classical and soul overtone to it.
Okay.
That's my favorite genre.
Well, then you also came out with a song we're going to play in a little bit here that caught me off guard because I listened to your other music first, and then I listened to High, and it was like, oh, my God, I jumped out of my seat because I really wasn't expecting that after your other song.
It's very different, yes.
Yes, we're going to get to that in a minute. But there's another one, What You Do to Me. So tell us about What You Do to Me.
What You Do to Me, that's another song that I co-wrote with the same co-writers as Rise Above. And this song it's a relationship song, and it's about how people in love part ways for various reasons.
Yeah. and there's no way out of this. You're never gonna hear me say it, and nothing's gonna make me change my mind. 'Cause every time I try to tell you, you couldn't fake it, you can't erase it. And why can't you see it? And why couldn't you recognize? 'Cause every time that I look in the mirror, it's what you do to me.
Wow, that's a fantastic song. That is Tiffany DeRosier. And you can find her at TiffanyDeRosier.com. Of course, we will be putting that link up on our Facebook page. And we'll get to your horse connection here in a second. But I've noticed that there's a music video up on your website. And I cannot wait to see it because it's a video of you singing. And I was just curious, like, is it better to act in a play, act in front of a television, or to be on stage singing? What's scarier and what's more fun?
Well, there is definitely, I guess you could call it a high that comes from singing live, because basically, I guess when you do TV and stuff, if you mess up, they can do it again. But if you're mm-hmm. singing live, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
We mess up every day.
I do? That's awesome. That's basically what I would say about that. There's definitely a natural excitement that comes from doing it live.
And there's something about that feedback, that immediate feedback, having done stage and then doing radio. In radio, it's kind of like, is there anybody out there listening? Hello? Anybody listening? when you're on stage and you have 200, 300, 400, 1,000 people out in front of you, it's so cool to have that immediate feedback. Sometimes it's not good, mm-hmm. which, you know,
that's you. Hard to take, that's you. That doesn't happen to Tiffany, okay? I can't wait to watch this video. I can't wait to watch this video and see that huge voice come out of this teeny tiny little body. My God. I don't know how you do it.
Well, and opera, too. I mean, throw that in there, you know, coming out of that teeny tiny little body, which is amazing. Tell us about Voice for the Horse. Now, we had her on a show on their Stable Scoop episode here a couple weeks ago, but tell us about the project called Voice for the Horse, which is how Templeton Thompson got to know you.
Right. Okay, so Voice for the Horse, it was founded by Yvonne Ellen. She saw me perform at an event, and she approached me and asked if I liked horses and if I would be interested in sponsoring her cause. And I'm a huge animal lover. I love them to pieces. They're, like, so cute. And so that was the beginning of my participation in Voice for the Horse. And so basically what it is it's a cause, and it brings to light to the horse industry that has been so hard hit. So it brings light to that industry is what I mean. And it helps bridge the gap in relationships between horse and mankind. It educates through social media and fine arts. And it teaches appreciation and celebration for the horse, that animal, like in the past, horses have built our cities from the ground up. The cause is actually holding a writing competition for children and teens. And personally, I'm going to be involved in co-writing and recording a theme song for them, which will bring about awareness. And they're just in the process of getting fundraising and sponsorship together. And in are very open to any interested sponsors because it believes it's important to educate the world, and it starts with children because they're the next generation. So that's a little bit about Voice for the Horse.
And you know, Jamie, Yvonne was kind of, the person who started Voice for the Horse was kind of sort of the same way that we are here at the Horse Radio Network. She was really more interested in also trying to get a positive message out to non-horse people, because sometimes all they hear is 15 horses, neglected horses were repossessed today, you know? And that's the only experience they have. So she was really she's really trying to get a message out beyond just the horse world, and that's what makes her program a little bit different than some of the others out there. I really like it, and I'm glad that you and Templeton and everybody else are involved in helping her to get that word out.
Oh, yeah, I'm really glad to be a part of it. It's a really good cause, and I think they're going to do a lot of really good things.
Well, thank you very much for that. We also have something else to thank you for, and that is you are going to help us kick off. We are not like those other radio shows that play Christmas music starting in October. Because first of all, Jamie would kill me.
Yep.
And and secondly, I would commit suicide. So we like to start it off at Thanksgiving, and we're going to start it off with one of your songs that's absolutely beautiful called Mary, Did You Know? Now, who is that written by?
You know what? Let me check it online. This is actually a traditional, it's become a traditional Christmas song. Let me check.
I was wondering that because I thought I had heard it before. I'd never heard it quite sung as well as you've sung it, and I'm not just saying that. You did a terrific job with this. So,
thank you so much.
I was excited that we were able to play it as our first holiday song of the year. But while you look at that, let's play it, and we'll come back and find out, okay?
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. So, everybody, this is Mary, Did You Know?
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleep child you're holding is the great time.
Well, here's the good news, Glenn, is that we just got enough religion to carry us through Christmas. We don't have to go to church for at least a couple weeks, because I just got my fill right there. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
I actually had goosebumps. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say I found out who it was written by. Mark Lowry and Buddy Green. I knew the last name was Green. I just could not remember the first name.
And it is absolutely beautiful. And I did have goosebumps. You know, when we're watching American Idol, we always judge the performances, my wife and I, by the goosebump level. And judging by my goosebump level there, I'm going to be having a 3-foot Tiffany poster right beside Carrie Underwood in the studio here. And I don't think it's going to take too long. You know, Jamie, how we said our last guest, the hot guy, Jared, is going to be, you know, we got him right before he became famous, and he'll never talk to us again. Well, I think it's going to be that way with Tiffany, too.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
Now,
that's funny. I've only seen a 3-foot, or actually, I think it was 4 feet, of Justin Bieber. That's the only, like, poster I've seen.
That's scary.
It's funny, Tiffany. That's what I have on my wall. Yeah, right. I'd be divorced by now.
God.
Not a chance.
That hairdo, 3 foot. Ooh,
God. So what's coming up for you before we play the song? First of all, tell us what's coming up for you, and then I want to hear about the new single.
Sure. I want to write and record more music and do more shows and continue to grow in my musicianship and have the opportunity to work with amazing musicians. That's really what I love, is working with really, really talented people. And I'm currently doing, the shows with Il Voce. And so we have that tour coming up in Ontario. And as well, what else am I doing? Oh, the Voice for the Horse song. That's kind of what we want to get off the ground right now, is just being able to do that song. Yeah.
Well, I think you have a future ahead of you with a voice like that. I can't imagine you wouldn't. It's amazing. And
thank you very much.
Have you heard High yet? The one that we were talking about earlier. That's a little bit different.
No, I've been dying to hear this one, though, because you've been talking about it. He's been talking about this song for days.
Well, it just caught me off guard. To be honest, Tiffany, I wasn't sure if I liked it the first time I listened to it, because it's so completely different than everything else you do.
That means I'll love it.
You will, because it was kind of out of place for me, because I was going, wow, where did this come from? So where did it come from? Why this complete shift?
Well, I had a song that I did really well in the UK. I explored the dance pop market, and I did a cover of Diane Warren's song that she wrote for Bad English, which was a hit, called When I See You Smile.
So when I see you smile, I can face the world.
Can you please sing so she doesn't? Thank you.
You know, I can do anything. I love that song.
So I did the song, it went to number 10 on the UK club pop charts. And so I was trying to follow it up with this song, High. So it's another avenue that I have explored as well.
The stars right here.
You take me high,
lost in the moment. just like a dream, like a fairy tale that never, ever ends. Oh, oh, oh. At the speed of sound, spin me round and 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 round.
Jennings broadcasting live from Club 1150 with Tiffany DeRosier. What's up? We are having a good time. I mean, holy cow, I just went back to my Q100 radio days.
Awesome.
It's a Friday night freestyle here at Club 1150. We got drinks pouring like water. No, I don't. I used to do that, seriously. Scary, I know. Now I can't stay up past 10 p.m. I'd be at that club from, I'd be broadcasting live from 12 to 2. What's up? That was awesome. They would totally be playing that in the club. See, Glenn just, you know. Glenn again, he takes his
It grew on me. It's just that it caught me off guard. Imagine listening to all of our other stuff and then you're sort of half paying attention and this one comes on and you went, did I have the right, is it, maybe it's somebody else.
Well, it's no Rolling Stones, Glenn. Sorry keeping you up past your bedtime.
Now, you
love it.
It is cool, the diversity you do. Anywhere from opera to that. I mean, that's diverse.
Thank you.
Very, very versatile. And which one, obviously that song is totally different than the Christmas song we just played. So I would think that sometimes listening to yourself in that kind of mix is exciting, but you don't really get to participate as much in probably the entire big picture. Whereas if you're singing a ballad, you are closing your eyes, you are into it, and you're doing the whole thing start to finish. And just which one do you prefer?
Well, that stuff is really fun, actually, like to perform live. I performed High at a Men's Fashion Week event recently, and it was really fun. Like, you could, like, I walked around and, like, had, like, dance moves and, you know, all that stuff. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. With the other stuff, it's obviously more serious, but it's a lot more almost contemplative, which is good. And I think I'm naturally more drawn to the stuff that is more contemplative, and generally I'm actually drawn towards songs that are a little bit darker. This one though, because I have a lot of songs that are kind of on that vein, my co-writers wanted to write a song that was more light and fun, and this one's basically about the high you get off being around somebody that you're drawn to. So yeah, that's how I think I would answer that.
Well, I'll tell you what. After listening to it a couple times now, I do like it, much to Jamie. Hey,
that's
everybody,
good.
We
thank
have
you.
To
I'm
wrap
to
here.
That.
We're running out of time on this Thanksgiving Day. We want to thank Tiffany for being with us. You can find her website at Tiffany. Go ahead.
DeRozier.
DeRozier. Thank you, Jamie. And it's DeRozier.com. And we're going to post that in our show notes. We'll have it on our Facebook page. Just look up Tiffany DeSR and you'll start to find it. did anybody ever say to you, you need to change your last name because it's too hard to spell?
I did actually consider changing it before, yes, for music, and then I decided to keep it the same.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. This has been terrific and a lot of fun. I'm so glad that Templeton recommended that we talk to you. And we want everybody to go out. It's the holidays. You can buy her music at her website. We encourage you to go do that. You can find it on iTunes. I downloaded a couple of the songs from there, so you can find that on iTunes very easily. Just look up her name in the iTunes store, and you can be playing it all the time. And we especially like it for gifts, so consider doing that as well. Thank you, Tiffany. It's great to have you on today. Now, I have to ask you, we're going to close the show with a song that people have heard other versions of. Can you explain the lyrics to your version of Hallelujah?
Okay. So Hallelujah, what I really like is the lyrics are somewhat it's a bit of an oxymoron because there's these really sensual lyrics and they're mixed in with religious lyrics as well. And I love the chord progressions, and I feel there's so much that can be done with this song. And so the way I interpret it is I build it so it's kind of more intimate, and then it gets really big. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that. I should have let you just listen to it.
But it does, and you have to listen to the lyrics because they're not what you're used to with this particular song. So. They're a little bit different, and that caught me off guard the first time I listened to it. I went, wait a minute.
I went through and I picked my favorite verses, pretty much, like, because he wrote so many verses, Leonard Cohen, to the song, and I went through and I was like, I like that one, I like that one, ooh, I love that one. And so that's kind of how I did it, is I picked the ones that I was the most drawn to.
Well, it's an absolutely wonderful song, and we're going to play the show out with it today. And we really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And you have a great holiday, too.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
I wish that, you know, we could do one of these shows without Jamie trying to sing. That would be... But for some reason, actually, these are Jamie and I. We love doing these musical episodes, and we do appreciate you being on. We're going to be playing your music. Is that okay during our shows coming up?
Of course. Absolutely. Oh, I was going to say also, I have basically the song Hi, I'm giving it away as a free download.
Okay.
For anybody who joins my mailing list. And so you can either access that link off my Facebook page, or else if you go to TiffanyDeRozierMusic.com, there's a free download there as well.
On her Facebook friend.
If anyone's interested.
You're like Facebook best friends
friend.
Now.
We're best friends because we're Facebook friends now. Hey, I get the first poster, okay? Is that a deal?
Oh, of course.
Don't
That'd
do it.
Awesome.
It's weird.
For sure. I'll make sure I get 3 feet ones.
Yeah, you got to get the big ones. The Carrie Underwood size. That's
yeah.
A little smaller than Justin Bieber's, though. That's just kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiffany. We're going to end the show. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We will have another recorded episode for you tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. with Jamie and I. And then we're going to be back live on Monday for one day. And then we actually are traveling to Norco. Woohoo! We're on our way, Jamie. I can't believe that's coming up next week. We're on our way for our big trip to Norco, California. And then we're going to be broadcasting live Wednesday through Friday of next week. Very early in the morning for me, just normal time for Jamie, from Norco, California. We're going to be in different locations, having a whole lot of fun out there with the Norconians. Would it be Norconians, you think? I don't know. Norcoites?
I think it's the Norconians.
Okay.
That's what I would go with.
We'll go with that. But I'm looking forward to actually
see. That.
I'm actually going to see Jamie, and we're going to get to meet your husband for the first time. So we're very excited about that. That's all coming up in the next couple of days. Stay tuned on Horses in the Morning. And here's Hallelujah by Tiffany. Go ahead.
DeRozier.
Thank you.
I heard there
sacred chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.